Chapter 3. Pharmacoeconomic Evaluation Approaches. Pharmacoeconomic evaluation can be carried out using various approaches according to data availability, analysis objectives, and decision-making context. Generally, these approaches are differentiated based on their data sources: primary data from clinical trials, secondary data from observational studies, and data from modeling results. All three have their respective characteristics and advantages in describing the effectiveness and efficiency of a health intervention. 3.1. Clinical Trial-Based Pharmacoeconomic Evaluation, RCT. Before obtaining marketing authorization in a country, a new intervention, medicine, must pass Phase 3 clinical trials, randomized controlled clinical trials, RCTs. RCT research methods are also considered to have strict standards, randomization and blinding, so they are assessed as having high internal validity. RCTs are used as the gold standard in determining the quality of a drug's effect. One relevant example of a Phase 3 RCT is the PARADIGM-HF study, comparing the new therapy sacubitril/valsartan, LCZ-696, with enalapril in heart failure patients with reduced ejection fraction. This study was a large-scale multi-centered clinical trial involving 8,442 patients with NYHA class 2 to 4 and ejection fraction less than or equal to 40%. With a large population and rigorous design, the study produced strong and consistent clinical evidence for drug effectiveness assessment. The results of PARADIGM-HF showed that sacubitril/valsartan provided significant clinical benefits compared to enalapril. This drug reduced the risk of cardiovascular death or heart failure hospitalization by 20%, reduced the risk of death from any cause by 16%, and reduced hospitalization due to heart failure by 21%. These positive effects appeared early and were consistent across various patient subgroups, as seen in the Kaplan-Meier curves and subgroup analysis in the publication. Besides clinical effectiveness data, clinical trials like PARADIGM-HF can also be a source of relevant cost data for pharmacoeconomic evaluation. During clinical trials, various direct medical cost components, drugs, hospitalization, supporting examinations, direct non-medical costs, transportation, accommodation, and indirect costs, loss of productivity, can be recorded. If such data is collected systematically, RCTs can be a primary data source for calculating the cost of treatment of an intervention. By combining effectiveness data from RCTs and treatment-related cost components, pharmacoeconomic evaluation can assess whether an intervention, such as sacubitril/valsartan in PARADIGM-HF, provides better economic value compared to standard therapy. This approach strengthens the evidence-based decision-making process, so it can be used as a basis for regulators and policymakers in assessing the feasibility of a health technology for adoption in the health service system. For a more complete reference, the study can be accessed in the article titled Cost-Effectiveness Analysis of Sacubitril/Valsartan versus Enalapril in Patients with Heart Failure and Reduced Ejection Fraction. 3.2. Observational Study-Based Pharmacoeconomic Evaluation. After a medicine is marketed, real-world effectiveness research, real-world evidence, becomes important because patients' clinical conditions in the field often differ from the ideal population in Phase 3 clinical trials. Phase 4 research or post-marketing surveillance, PMS, with an observational approach can provide an overview of drug effectiveness and safety in routine health service practice. Because there is no intervention or randomization, observational research records the disease course and therapy response as they occur naturally, making it very relevant for pharmacoeconomic evaluation. Observational studies using real-world data allow researchers to evaluate comparative effectiveness between new medicine and standard therapy on a population-based basis. An example is the pharmacoeconomic study of rituximab plus CHOP, CHOP-R, Compared to CHOP in diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, DLBCL, patients in British Columbia, Canada. In that study, data was obtained from the Provincial Cancer Database, which routinely records patient therapy and outcomes, including 266 patients receiving CHOP and 519 patients receiving CHOP-R. This approach illustrates how pharmacoeconomic evaluation can be conducted without experimental intervention. Instead, using clinical data that actually occurs in cancer surface facilities. In observational studies, effectiveness data is obtained through time-to-event analysis such as time to relapse, time to death, and therapy response duration. Look up Weibull survival models. This information becomes an important input for economic models because it determines the difference in clinical benefits between the intervention and the comparator. The CHOPR study showed that rituximab increased disease-free chances and prolonged survival in both patients less than 60 years and greater than or equal to 60 years. These data form the basis for calculating life years, QALYs, and disease-free survival in the economic model. From the cost side, the observational approach allows researchers to calculate cost components realistically based on actual health service practices. In the CHOPR study, cost of medicines, hospitalization, examinations, radiotherapy, palliative care, and follow-up actions were taken from the Cancer Financial Database and local microcosting studies. For studies in Indonesia, direct medical costs, DMC, data can be obtained from patient bills and INACBG, while direct non-medical costs, DNMC, and indirect costs, IC, can be collected through interviews or normative assumption approaches if data is unavailable. This approach is compatible with the context of the national health system. After effectiveness and cost data are collected, pharmacoeconomic analysis is carried out using an appropriate model, such as microsimulation in the CHOP-R study. The analysis produces an estimated incremental cost-effectiveness ratio, ICER. For example, in this study, CHOP-R proved more effective and remained cost-effective with an ICER less than $20,000 per quali for the majority of the population. The observational approach provides added value because it reflects actual clinical practice. Thus, PE evaluation based on observational data is crucial for assessing whether a new intervention provides economic value in the context of routine health services. An example of a pharmacoeconomic study using observational methods can be seen in the study titled Cost-Effectiveness of the Addition of Rituximab to CHOP Chemotherapy in First-Line Treatment for Diffuse Large B-Cell Lymphoma in a Population-Based Observational Cohort in British Columbia, Canada. 3.3. Modeling-Based Pharmacoeconomic Evaluation. Efficacy studies based on clinical trials are not yet feasible to be conducted extensively in Indonesia due to high costs, while observation-based effectiveness research is also still limited. Yet, effectiveness and cost data are still needed for pharmacoeconomic evaluation, especially for new drugs that are high cost, high risk, and high volume. To bridge this need, pharmacoeconomic evaluation can use a modeling approach. In this guideline, two types of models are explained. 3.3.1 Decision Tree Model. The Decision Tree Model is used to assess the impact of a health technology by describing the decision-making process and various possible consequences that can occur in a relatively short period. The decision tree model becomes a simple yet informative analysis tool to assess the cost-effectiveness of health interventions that have a direct impact in the short term. An example of a decision tree model can be found in the publication Cost-Effectiveness of Intermittent Preventive Treatment with Dihydroartemisinin Piperaquine versus Single Screening and Treatment for the Control of Malaria in Pregnancy in Papua, Indonesia, a provider perspective analysis from a cluster randomized trial with the decision tree model, image found in the supplementary appendix. 3.3.2 Markov Model. The Markov model is used to project the disease course of a patient group so that cost, consequences, and outcomes, clinical and quality of life, occurring in the long term can be assessed. The natural course of a disease projected in the Markov model passes through several health conditions, health states, made as close as possible to real-world conditions. Each condition describes the patient's condition, health states, at a certain time period, while arrows indicate the probability of transition, transition probability, from one condition to another within one time cycle. An example of using this model can be seen in the publication Cost-Effectiveness Analysis of Sacubitril/Valsartan compared to Enalapril for heart failure patients in Indonesia. 3.3.3 Combined Decision Tree and Markov Model. Health technology assessment can use only one model or both, depending on the therapy journey and the disease being studied. An example of a publication using a combination of both models in one health technology assessment is cost-effectiveness of ticagrelor versus clopidogrel for the prevention of atherothrombotic events in adult patients with acute coronary syndrome in Germany. Modeling methods can use data, costs, patient clinical outcomes, effectiveness, and utility sourced from other people's research published in credible and trusted scientific journals. If possible, the population in the publication should have close racial or genetic ties to the Indonesian community, but if unavailable, existing studies can be used, principle of best available evidence.